Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you with six good questions from you, the fans. Let's get right to them. Our first one comes from Gary in Lafayette, Indiana. Great to get a win, but I still have to question the play calling on the Castle interception. In a crucial spot, why throw it to Ellison? Well, the question of why you would throw it to Ellison in that spot is not a play calling issue. Remember, where the quarterback throws the ball is dictated by coverage, not play call. But even so, I think criticism of the play calling is misplaced in this game. Why not give credit to the play calling for the two fourth quarter drives that resulted in 10 points, which forced overtime? How about Cordero Patterson lining up in the backfield as a running back and pitching the ball to him? I thought the play calling was creative and it resulted in a victory. Our next question comes from John in St. Louis. Is there any reason why Greg Jennings seems to be a much bigger part of the offense with Castle at quarterback rather than Ponder? It's a tough one to answer. I don't really know, but different quarterbacks do have different preferences within an offense. They like different play calls. They like different formations. They like throwing different directions, and they have different preferred receivers. Christian Ponder has a great rapport with Kyle Rudolph, for example. Matt Castle appears to have one with Greg Jennings. I'm less interested in why that happens to be the case and more interested in seeing more of Greg Jennings on the field and producing. He was a key to the Vikings' victory against the Bears. He led the Vikings in receptions, receiving yards, and he had a touchdown. Our next question comes from Eric in Austin, Texas. Do you think Adrian Peterson will be considered the best running back of all time when all is said and done? A timely question because Adrian just surpassed a career milestone last week. As you know, he reached 10,000 yards rushing for his career, and he did it in the third fastest pace in NFL history, and he's just the fifth running back to get there in seven seasons or less. Given all of that, and given as much as we know about Adrian and watching him for seven seasons, I certainly think when all is said and done, he's going to be in the top five, maybe even top three. But it's stiff competition when you consider Jim Brown, Walter Payton, and the like. The good news is Adrian's got plenty of gas left in the tank and plenty of time to build a stronger resume. I would never bet against him. I think he'll be the greatest of all time when he retires. Our next question comes from Jenna in Long Lake, Minnesota. Do you think Brian Robinson goes underrated in Minnesota because of Jared Allen being here? I don't know if Brian Robinson is underrated. I know here within the building he's highly rated. The Vikings value Brian Robinson. That's why they extended his contract once again. He's going to be a Viking for a long time to come. Consider these facts about Brian. He leads the Vikings in quarterback hurries with 28. He's tied for the team lead with 6 sacks. He has a sack in 3 straight games, and he has 5 sacks in the last 5 games. Another interesting stat, if you add up Robinson's hurries and pass breakups, he's number one in the NFL. Brian Robinson is playing very well for the Vikings defense and might be the Vikings' best defender this season. Our next question comes from Aaron in Princeton, Minnesota. Why does the NFL continue to insist on having Dallas and Detroit always play on Thanksgiving? Isn't it time to give other teams a chance? Well, I agree with Aaron. It is time to give other teams a chance, and the NFL also agrees with us. That's why they added a third game to Thanksgiving, to give two more teams an opportunity to play. But on the topic of Dallas and Detroit playing every year, I like it. Thanksgiving is obviously a traditional holiday, so why not have the tradition of the same two teams hosting games? They play different opponents every year. Plus, as I said, the NFL has added a third game. I like the way the NFL does Thanksgiving right now. Our last question comes from Joel in Lakeville. With the Vikings playing outdoors the next couple of years, how should the Vikings adjust their roster? I don't know if much adjustment is going to be needed. Keep in mind, when you play outdoors and in the cold elements, a running game is key. The Vikings have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL, and they have the best running back in the NFL, so no adjustments needed there. But also keep in mind, when we think about playing outside in Minnesota, we instantly think of playing in a blizzard and snowy conditions, just like we played at TCF Bank Stadium in 2010 against the Bears. But we're only going to have 2 or 3 games in the later part of the year at home in the elements, so the chances of playing in those conditions again is really, really low. Either way, with the Vikings running game and with Adrian Peterson on the roster, I don't think much adjustment is going to be needed. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week as long as you send in some questions. So use the email address at the bottom of your screen and send us a question. We'll see you next week.